You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul, hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 of your mind, body, and soul.
Back with more Mind, Body, and Soul Radio with Big Joe on We Talk Radio Network.
When I first saw her, couldn't deny her hair like river skin, kissed by the sky. I'm in a DM, would she even reply? I don't even care, cause at least I to try. I think, oh Lord, she's got a thing. Hey girl, she's got a thing. Yeah, it's a natural.
Welcome to the mind, body, and soul. Hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 no. Of your mind, body, and soul.
must be like this. It must be like this.
We are back with more Mind, Body, and Soul Radio with Big Joe on We Talk Radio Network.
Thank you.
Martin didn't stand up. What if Rosa didn't sit down? What if Malcolm didn't matter? Where would we be now? What if Molly didn't get up, stand up? What if Du Bois didn't come to advance us? And Mandela didn't come to teach us? Where would we be now? We are the ones we've been waiting for. We can change the world. We can change the world with our love. What if Langston Hughes didn't write it down? What if Josephine Baker didn't dance it out? No. Tell me, where would we be now? What if Soldier never told the truth? Or Ida B. Wells never printed the news? Harriet never went underground. Where would we be now? We are the ones we've been waiting for. We can change the world. We can change the world with our love, 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 love. 'Cause it's up to us. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We can change the world. Our love can change the world. We can change. All of our love. Viola, Oprah, Patrice, and Alicia, you and me are the chosen. Right now, this is our moment. We are a people of motion. Our love's gonna change the world.
Going on in the world, so many divided.
We're better than this, let's come together. We're better than this, let's come together. Comes the time to bury the past. Magic happens when together we pull. Come walk with me, take me right to a better place, because with love, we're better than this. Let's come together. We're better than this. Let's come together.
Happy to be speaking with you on this evening. Thank you, ladies, for an awesome topic built for this, because, you know, we are built for what we're doing, for the Lord's work. And this week is a back-to-school week for us, for my family. Today we had Meet the Teacher. The kids are almost ready, and I guess I am too. So I am just thankful for this opportunity again. And I just wanted to dive right into the topic. The topic of the show is built for this. And so I am, of course, keeping in line with the show topic. And in my topic is, yes, you were built for this. You were made for this. And so there is a quote that is often misquoted that Joan of Arc said. I'm not sure if you all are familiar with the Crusader Joan of Arc. But Joan of Arc, there's this quote that circulates the internet here and there that says, I am not afraid, I was born to do this. Now, the actual quote is, I do not fear men at arms, my way has been made plain before me. If there be men at arms, my Lord God will make a way for me to go to my Lord Dauphin, for that am I come? Now, we know that Joan of Arc was, like I said, a crusader, and there were things surrounding the Crusades that, were kind of violent. But here we are not talking about the Crusades, but we are talking about our lives, our mission, and what we were born to do. You know, over the past few weeks, you know, some of you all know, either from my blog on rearingroyalty.com or from speaking about it on Brand New Day Emily, that I've gone through a work transition. I'm no longer working at a company or the school that I was working at. I am doing my own thing, or at least I'm trying to navigate this this vision that God has given me with Rearing Royalty and any other opportunity that looks promising. I'm trying to do that at home, and it has been quite interesting, full of ups and downs. And ironically, I've been using the word ironically a lot lately, but I think God has given visions, plenty of visions, for me and for those who are in transitionary stages to do what he has called us to do. And yesterday I went to a Heritage Giving Fund Circle. That's a group that I'm part of, I'm a founding member of, and it and there were lots of women who were in this transitionary phase. They were working for companies or working in a school or working wherever, and they were in a stage where they were working at home or trying to become more independent or be business owners. And I'm assuming these were all based on visions or dreams that God had given them as well. But being that visionary, or listening to God, in having those visions and acting upon them, takes a great deal of trust. And I know that this is a parenting segment, but I think many times as parents, sometimes we want to also make sure that our work and our home situation is right. And sometimes God gives us visions to, okay, well, we're going to work from home until the kids grow up or until the kids reach a certain age, because God has given us these children to care for, but we also know that somebody in the house has to work and take care of everyone as well. So over the past few weeks, I've been given an opportunity to possibly get a paid job and work it at home. But, my trust, that's what I've been working on, building that trust. And I think that understanding that you were built to do what God has given you a vision for has so much to do with what we've talked about over the last, over last weekend, with that trust factor, making sure that you trust God and that you trust Him to lead you everywhere. And that, my friends, that sometimes can be difficult. It can be challenging. I mean, because we love the Lord, we trust the Lord, but sometimes the human side of us, we can get so caught up into the pitfalls or the ups and the downs that comes with this trust factor, that we forget that we were born to do this, that God gave this vision to us because He put it in us to carry it out. And so, family, I thank you for this opportunity, because this also is a vision from God to be able to speak to you all in this way. And I thank Sister Emily for allowing me to have this platform to speak to you, because we're walking this journey together. We're not by ourselves. And as a matter of fact, I just launched the Rearing Royalty Parenting Spotlight series to remind us we are not on this journey by ourselves. And even though all the chaos is happening around us, God has put in us something amazing that we were built to do, to carry out His word. And so I want to leave you with this. I want to leave you with a scripture from Ephesians 3:16 through 20. And Paul says here, "I pray that from His glorious unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit, then Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust in him. There's that word trust. Trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, you all know this part probably. Now, all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. And I'm going to add verse 21 in here. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. So family, as you go about this week, don't forget that you were made for this. God has equipped you. You are strong in him. Do not forget it. Trust him in all things. And be praying for me. Pray for me too, because Lord knows I need it. This journey is not easy all the time, but God built us for it. And I'm so grateful. So thank you. I pray you all have an awesome week. God bless. You have a great evening, Sister Emily.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. Cause the glory ain't made for me. On the throne, who makes the stage and writes the song, and I know I couldn't do this on my own, and as much as I complain, I see more sunshine than rain, and I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are, no, they come.
that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chains. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Are you an adrenaline junkie? Have you ever wanted to throw an axe, try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens?
Oh.
Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets. Or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at EndorphinFactoryUSA.com.
Tune in to the Friday Night Hype with DB every Friday at 7 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul, hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 of your mind, body, and soul.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.